This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Prime Minister Liz Truss's resignation was announced in a hastily scheduled statement outside 10 Downing Street. Thursday morning, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
This morning I met the chairman of the 1922 committee, Sir Graham Brady. We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week.
Truss quit after a meeting with Graham Brady, a senior Conservative lawmaker who oversees leadership challenges. Brady was tasked with assessing whether the Prime Minister still has the support of Tory members of Parliament, and it seemed she did not. Conservative lawmaker Miriam Cates says it's time for the Prime Minister to go. She isn't up to the job, sadly. Lawmakers' anger grew after a Wednesday evening vote over fracking for shale gas, a practice that Truss wants to resume despite opposition from many Conservatives. The debate produced chaotic scenes in Parliament. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A new leadership election will be completed by next Friday, October 28th. Those expected to run include former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt, a former defense minister. Jeremy Hunt, the man brought in to rescue the public finances, has ruled himself out. Russia has declared its intention to increase its targeting of Ukraine's power, water, and other vital infrastructure in its latest phase of the nearly eight-month-old war. While Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's forces have destroyed around 30% of the country's power stations since October 10th. Iranian personnel have been on the ground in Russia-occupied Crimea, helping Russian forces conduct drone attacks on Ukraine, this according to the White House Thursday. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been deposed in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Former President Donald Trump answered questions under oath in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who says the Republican raped her in the mid-1990s. The deposition provided lawyers for E. Jean Carroll a chance to interrogate Trump about the assault allegations and statements he made in 2019 when she first told her story publicly. Trump has said the rape allegation is a hoax and a lie. His statements could be used in a civil trial. He has not faced any criminal charges. However, New York lawmakers recently gave survivors of sexual violence a one-year window to sue their attackers over old assaults. Carroll's lawyer has told the court that she intends to file such a suit against Trump after the window opens in late November. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
COVID-19 drove a dramatic increase in the number of women who died from pregnancy or childbirth complications in the U.S. last year, a crisis that has disproportionately claimed Black and Hispanic women as victims. A government report released Wednesday lays out grim trends across the country for expectant mothers and their newborn babies. The percentage of preterm and low birth weight babies went up last year after holding steady for years, and more pregnant or postpartum women are reporting symptoms of depression. The first Native American woman in space says she's channeling positive energy as her five-month mission gets underway. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
First one through the hatch is going to be Nicole Mann, commander of Dragon.
Mann is a member of the Wailaki of the Round Valley Indian Tribes in Northern California.
It's important that we recognize that there are all different types of people on board the International Space Station, not only from different countries, but from different backgrounds and different nationalities.
Mann told the AP she's channeling her energy through a childhood gift, a dream catcher.
It's a gift from my mother. It's the strength to know that I have the support of my family and community back home.
Mann says the emotions are overwhelming as she enjoys the view from space.
And just see our planet Earth and how beautiful she is and how delicate and fragile she is against the blackest of black that I've ever seen, space in the background.
The first Native American in space in 2002 was now retired astronaut John Harrington of the Chickasaw Nation. I'm Ed Donahue.
And recapping our top story, Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned from being Prime Minister and leader of her party in Britain. It happened in a hastily scheduled statement outside 10 Downing Street Thursday. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.